8 years ago, Karen Quitzlin and her husband Joseph had their second child in Petersburg. Family docked the sailboat they brought up from Washington State in South Harbor, and when Karen found herself beginning labor, she walked up the hill to the medical center. 12 hours later, she had delivered her daughter, Rose, eaten a steak dinner courtesy of the hospital staff, and was walking down Main Street.
I had to walk around town and show off my beautiful little girl.
Today, it isn't so easy for the approximately 35 to 40 young expecting families. The medical center ended their baby delivery program in 2007 by a unanimous vote of the board of directors. There was an overall population drop in Southeast. The number of newborns in Petersburg was down by more than 50% since the 1990s, and the number of birds at the medical center was down 70%. The year before the program ended, only 8 babies were born here. As medical practices changed, doctors also got more concerned about delivering without a backup staff willing to perform a cesarean or epidural if needed. And Petersburg Medical Center physician John Berggren points out the town demographic is getting older.
Not only are there fewer women of childbearing age, the flip side is there's more people of older ages that tend to have more complex health problems, complicated heart disease, diabetes, lung disease. We do more chemotherapy now or offer outpatient IV therapy for complicated health problems that would have been unheard of 20, 30 years ago in town. So that burden of disease, if you will, or demands for health care, takes away from the opportunities to develop skills in other areas, mm-hmm. Not to mention the cost of doing that.
Ironically, since the program ended, Petersburg has seen 2 years of higher-than-normal rates of pregnancy. Now, expecting mothers need to leave town at least 2 weeks before delivery.
So we went to Juneau and got on Craigslist and got this rocking chair and crib, and then some of his friends in Juneau gave us the change.
Adrian Watkins is due in early October. Like many a new mother, she's prepping a nursery, but her delivery experience is already beginning to look different from the Quitzlins. She worries about the cost of hotels in Ketchikan, and she's trying to find a ferry ride south for herself and her car that would cost the equivalent of a plane ticket. That way, her insurance company might cover the transportation costs of delivering in a town 100 miles south. For the minimum of 2 weeks that she will be living in Ketchikan, Watkins will also be paying rent in Petersburg. And there's the time off from her job as an elementary school counselor. And lost income for the month of work she'll be missing to wait in Ketchikan, in addition to the 2 months that she's already going to be taking for maternity leave. But relatively, Watkins sees herself as pretty lucky.
If I had other kids, I'd have to figure out, you know, where they're going to stay or if they're going to come with me or miss school or not miss school.
Her sister-in-law, Kylie Swanson, is also pregnant. She's due in January and expects to continue till Christmas time her work at the long-term care unit of the Petersburg Medical Center and as a Pilates instructor for a stepping out dance company. New Year's, though, she expects to be in Ketchikan while waiting for her baby. It isn't new that women are leaving town to have their babies, but it is new that women today don't have the option to deliver at a local medical facility. That's a problem to Carrie Peterson, whose family has been in town for 100 years. Peterson herself is a mother of two.
I was born in Petersburg. My mother was born here. My grandfather was born here, you know.
Peterson is in her kitchen putting salmon salad on a waffle for her 3-year-old son. While preparing the snack, Peterson says she thinks an affordable, convenient delivery is a woman's right. She adds that low and middle-income families and single mothers are particularly hard hit.
It's a huge expense. I mean, childbirth in and of itself today is, the expense is absurd. And then when you tack on travel, and now they're telling women, you know, the women that I've known who've gone out of town to have babies recently, they send them out early. And, you know, if you're like me and you have to go 2 weeks early and then you go 2 weeks over, you know, you're going to be setting up in another community for a month.
Even with the change in services at the hospital, babies are still being born in Petersburg. For some, like Maylee Israelson, leaving town to deliver is simply not an option economically. Israelson has 7 children. Her youngest was delivered by her husband in the family living room just this April.
Well, I decided to stay here because, for one, it isn't very cost-effective for us to leave town with a big family. And I have several younger children, and my husband really couldn't afford to take time off of work. So, you know, and I couldn't just leave everybody home alone. So that was probably the biggest reason why we stayed.
But looking towards the future, Israelson and family aren't sure they'll stay in Petersburg, precisely because you can't deliver at a medical facility anymore. And she says she's not the only one.
Yeah, I know, and I've talked to other people, too, that have thought, well, if we can't have our babies here, then I don't know if we want to stay here because you can't just, you know, pick up and leave because of the cost to go back and forth to another community. And some people are in that range where they really don't have insurance, and so you're just kind of stuck.
Others, like Adrian Watkins, don't plan to move. Despite the cost of delivering out of town, Watkins says that Petersburg has other benefits.
I still have a lot of other supports in terms of family, and, you know, my job is here, my husband's here, his job is here, and so, you know, there's a lot of other factors that play into that decision. It would be nice if that was an option to have, you know, a child here, but since it's not, you know, we have to do what we have to do to make it happen, so.
One positive of delivery in Ketchikan for Watkins is cheaper baby supplies. In October, she plans to return with a healthy baby and an ample diaper supply. In Petersburg, I'm Melody Kay.